Joining us now is Golden Slipper winning trainer Adrian Bott. How are you, Adrian?
Yeah, good morning, guys. Excellent, thanks.
Yeah, great to talk to you, mate. Now, I believe you're in Melbourne. I was going to ask you how you're handling. I know Gay usually goes to Melbourne at this time of year, so you're in Melbourne at the moment.
Yeah, no, look, funnily enough, with the quarantine restrictions and everything on, I got the opportunity this year. I'm down here this year for the team, but also just enjoy being down here. And it's always a great week and a great lead up and a great carnival. Obviously a bit of a different feel to it this year, but it's sort of almost the norm now. We experienced all that through the Slipper and the carnival. So, importantly, the horses are in good shape.
What's the weather like down there, Adrian? What type of track are we expecting at Flemington on Saturday?
Look, Flemington's been draining really, really good, actually. And we got a bit of rain on the weekend, but ever since then, it's been fine. And last 2 days have been absolutely, as good as Melbourne can put on, I think. We had the Breakfast with the Stars gallops here on Tuesday morning, and feedback from the jockeys was quite firm already on Tuesday morning, sort of like a good 3 surface at that point. So we've only had good weather since then, so and some good forecasts. So I should be expecting a nice, good, quick track on Saturday.
Now, Farnan, it's been one of the most talked about horses of the spring. Your Golden Slipper winner in the Tab Everest, then out of the Tab Everest. Is it 100%? There you are, about to run in a cool war, and plenty of punters are on. Why should we be very confident about Farnan running to his best on Saturday?
Yeah, look, it's been a difficult preparation in that sense, that's for sure. Obviously things didn't quite go to plan first up there, and look, I think he can certainly be forgiven for that. Can take full confidence with the preparation that he's had since then. I know there's sort of been some reports of hiccups along the way, but nothing's been major at all. He's sort of hasn't really missed a great deal of work. So everything that we've been able to do along the way to this point, we've certainly been able to do that, given us the confidence. We've got him right up to the mark. He had a really good hit out at Gosford before coming down here, a trial up there. He's most impressive. Glenn Boss was able to get a feel for him up there, and he's full of confidence with the horse going into the weekend. And particularly after him picking up the Cox Plate on the weekend, he's certainly feeling well going into Saturday. But we gave him a nice jump out down the straight on Thursday here, and just to give him a look at the track. Obviously the straight course is a different ball game for these horses. So he just had a good look around and pulled up really well.
Can I ask, Adrian, how much did it take out of him in that run to the Rose Race?
Look, in fairness, I thought very, very well. To go around ahead to but he wouldn't have been able to perform well. I felt he would have been able to run race. Obviously, just going into that, he had the hiccup as well, so we had to pull the pin on that. But I guess, we had him nice and forward for a tough first up run. So fitness wise, he wasn't lacking going into that, so he was able to handle a tough run. And I guess that's what separates the really good horses apart, isn't it? That they can handle that bit extra, or they can sort of push what would knock most horses around. They've got the ability and the capacity to bounce back from that.
Now, Hush Rider, a bit of an indifferent run there, to say the least. There didn't like the valley last Saturday, but you'll be still hoping to get him into the Melbourne Cup at his best. We know what he's capable of.
Yeah, look, everything just relies on the track condition with his horse. His Melbourne form reads pretty awful, unfortunately. But the majority of those runs, he's been on rain affected going, which he's just got no confidence in. He can't quicken. The head comes up, and he sort of really can't let down at all. So that was definitely the case there at Moonee Valley on Saturday. He had a gallop with the Breakfast with the Stars here on Tuesday morning. I thought he bowled around excellent. He looked great, looked well for the run. So that hasn't knocked him around. And with the prospect of a good track on Saturday, well, that'll be the key. And I think just getting to the bigger Flemington track as opposed to Moonee Valley will be much more beneficial for him. Look, if there's any slight concern with the track, he won't be running. But if we get the right conditions, well, he deserves to take his place. And if he can win the race, well, then we'll give him the opportunity to line up in the Cup.
What about Shout the Bar in the Tab Empire Rose Stakes?
We sort of tossed and turned which sort of race to, whether we kept her up there for the Golden Eagle as well or brought her down here for the mare's race. We thought just a strong mile on a big track is probably more what she's looking for at this point in her campaign. Thought they might have been a bit sharp for her there in the Golden Eagle. She's a little bit flat-footed in her work on Tuesday, which was a bit concerning. So we put the blinkers on her for Saturday. So I was just a bit forgiving of the work, I guess, her first time around here and first time down that straight. But I think the blinkers should assist that. And it looks well going into the race. And it's it looks a nice race for her to be competitive in.
Now, the Golden Eagle, where you've got a really nice hand there with the Riadini, Dawn Passage, and as well as Just Thinking. But Riadini, third in the Epsom, and I'm looking at it at double-figure odds. I mean, that's got to be great form heading into this. And we know, well, it's two from two off soft tracks. Do you think it would handle a heavy, though, this former Kiwi?
Look, yeah, without sort of having any sort of exposure or experience with him on the track sort of firsthand, just going off his previous form, you'd expect him to do so, and look, generally find the sort of New Zealand bred horses do sort of have had that experience on it, do handle it coming over here. Look, that'll certainly be a bonus for him. He looks to have the right profile coming through the right form races. He's ready to, I believe, sort of run a peak for him this campaign, and this is this has been the long range plan for him before he came over from New Zealand, and he's drawn well. So I think there's a lot of factors there to point that, those double figures is good value.
What about Just Thinking? Drawing the car park, does he lead?
Look, he's got a little bit difficult task from out there. Look, we probably made a mistake of stretching him out and tripping to the 2,000, and the weight for age level, he was just, he was poorly in at the conditions against some of those horses, and it found him out. He dropped back to the mile since and has been, certainly a lot better, and he was a lot better in the blinkers as well last start, so they remain on. Family's been excellent through the conditions, so that might really bring him into it. A horse that can make his own luck is fitting well deep into his campaign and get through the conditions. Well, depending on the track's playing on the day, that just may well be, what he needs, and it might bring him right into it.
You would have loved a dry track for Dawn Passage.
Yeah, that's probably the only sort of query with Dawn Passage. He hasn't been, as effective as, what we know he can be. Obviously, he's got a brilliant turn of foot. And that's probably been his greatest asset. But, that's sort of a little bit taken away on those sort of rain-affected tracks. Look, he went into his first up run, a little bit underdone. There's definitely improvement to come. We took him back to the trials since and just been sort of pouring the work into him, knowing that he needed that little bit of extra work, and I think we've seen him respond really well, and certainly sharpened up, and is much better for that first up run. So I think I thought he's the most talented of the three horses going into the race, but whether he gets the track conditions to suit, we'll have to sort of see on the day.
All right, Loz has got his pen out and he's got his paper out, and you got runners today, Gosford and Cranbourne, I believe, as well. Anything that we should be keeping a close eye on, Adrian?
Look, today's going to be a little bit tricky for us, I think. I don't want to steer us down that path today. Look, maybe we can look later in the Cup week. Dash, we brought down here. I thought he was excellent in our Breakfast with the Stars gallop on Tuesday morning. So he's going to go in a sprint race over the 1,200 here on Cup Day. I think he's in great order. And a two-year-old filly called Butter Blonde, she's most likely to go to the Ottawa Stakes on Thursday. She's one for one, and she dashed up really sharply up the straight there on Tuesday. So another one to look out for in the two-year-old races. She's got at least a bit of race experience going into it.
That's all we ask, mate. We appreciate it. Thanks so much, Adrian, for your time. Enjoy your time in Melbourne, and hopefully you can come back with a Group 1 or 2.
Looking forward to it. Thanks very much, guys.